It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting this morning from Washington, D.C., with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates, recommendations, and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Maybe you've heard that the man who police say wrestled that gun from the suspect who opened fire at the Nashville Waffle House has started a GoFundMe page to help the victims. James Shaw Jr. was able to get a rifle away from the shooting suspect and has been labeled a hero because he limited the injuries. Shaw has started the GoFundMe page created to help the families of the victims. In his words, please take the time to donate, as all of the proceeds will be given to the families. Thank you again, he said, for your generosity and blessings. From This Week in Agribusiness, the nation's chief agriculture trade negotiator paints the picture of China as the main villain in the world when it comes to trade transgressions. Ambassador Greg Dowd, speaking last night here in Washington to farm broadcasters, said there's no good time to deal with China's huge surpluses, its subsidies, and its theft of intellectual property. But despite being a member of the World Trade Organization and agreeing to abide by the rules of the WTO, China, Dowd says, continues to conceal much of what it does. Ambassador Dowd says China has a huge percentage of the world's residual supplies of crops such as corn and rice and cotton. But he says no one is sure how much the Chinese have stored, because contrary to the rules of the World Trade Organization, the Chinese have not reported their supplies of those crops in 8 years now. The folks around two southern Michigan communities are remembering and laying claim to actor Vern Troyer, who died last week at the age of 49. You might have heard this story. Troyer stood less than 3 feet tall. Can you imagine? 2 feet, 8 inches tall. He played the role of Minnie Me in the Austin Powers series. Now Sturgis, Michigan, claims Troyer because he was born there, but he actually grew up in the small town of Centerville, Michigan. Population 1,500. Not necessarily lions and tigers, but there are more bobcats and wolves and bears, oh my, showing up in our states of the heartland. Reports indicate these animals are starting to establish themselves in new areas. A biologist with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says it's a mind blower, something that many of us haven't grown up with. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. Reporting from Washington, I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.